now, you need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Monday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your co-host, the lovely and talented Niecy P. And the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Let the fireworks begin, ladies. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Ooh, what a week. Happy 4th of July week.
Yay.
And happy birthday week for me.
Happy birthday for you, Dawn.
And Kevin, my guest is next to me, that you don't want to miss this show.
Yes.
And before we kick off, we know we have a VIP on the phone in just a minute. Mm-hmm. We're going to get him on. But in the meantime, I want to thank Beaming Hope Church real quick. BeamingHopeChurch.org. I met this amazing lady. Introduce yourself.
My name is Lisa Vasquez.
So, Lisa, we'll tell your story after your song. So, Peter, we're all queued up. Enjoy this.
We are queued up. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. Just hold on a sec here. And
we make dreams come true.
We absolutely do.
Yes, we do.
Here we go.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed the diesel down just before it rained. He rode us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon, and in my dirty red bandana, I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Now, windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hands in mine. We sang every song that driver knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, don't mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free, nah. But a feeling good was easy, Lord, when he sang the blues. I bet feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. From the Kentucky coal mines to the California sun, yeah, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, yeah, Bobby, baby, help me from the cold world. One day on Liz Salinas, oh Lord, I let him slip away. He's looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. Well, I trade all my tomorrows for one single yesterday to be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. And that's all that Bobby left me, yeah. But if feeling good was easy, Lord, when he sang the blues, I bet feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. La-da-da, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da-da-da. La-da-da-da-da-da, my Bobby McGee, yeah. La-da-da-da-da-da. La-da-da-da-da. La-da-da-da-da, hey, my Bobby McGee. La-da-da, la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, my Bobby, love my Bobby McGee, yeah. Oh, la-da-da-da-da now. La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da now. Hey, my Bobby, love my Bobby McGee, yeah. Lord, I called him my lover, called him my man, and I called him my lover just the best I can. And now, in the Bobby now, in the Bobby McGee, yeah. Oh, la, 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 la. Hey, 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 Bobby McGee, yeah!
Okay, wow. And this is her dream to sing on the radio. You've never sang on the radio.
Never.
Wow. Well, we have America Star we're going to get into later on some things, and it's really awesome. And in the meantime, let's go to a commercial with Eric Zuli. We're really excited, and we'll be right back. And Eric, apparently you know this man that's sitting next to me. You know everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercials, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say.
We've
been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally, we are slammed with work for 2 months straight. So his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
So we're back, and we have the man of marketing. But before I introduce Eric, is Eric on the phone?
He is.
Hi. Eric, my surprise already knows you. So Kevin, say hi to Eric.
Hey, Eric. How you doing today?
I'm good. Which Kevin is? Wait, is this Kevin with the Servio? I recognize that voice.
Yeah.
I met one of his marketing reps, and I'm like, oh my god, this would be great for Eric. And so I said, come on over to the station. He's here, you know, at Clearwater Beach, and so he's here.
Oh yeah, the Servio the easy way, baby. They're not ready, huh, Kevin?
Well, I'll tell you, they're getting ready over here. They're looking to get stuff done the easy way.
I know. So in the meantime, we're going to come back, and we're going to have our audience on hold for this amazing man that's here as our guest. But Eric is going to talk about real quick on some of the things that he's working on, why you need the easy way, and also Hollywood Connections is working with Eric. We're really excited.
We're really excited. Hi, Eric. This is Niecy. How are you?
Hey, Niecy. What, Niecy Nash?
I okay. wish.
Well, she's a friend of mine as well, but no, I know who you are. How are you doing? It's
I'm
great
fine.
To be on your program again. Thank
Yay,
you.
Yay, we're excited.
So, Eric, take it away.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, before I talk about myself, I want to give a shout-out and some love to our Easy Way family. If you look in the chat group on Facebook, I added you, Don, and I'll try, if you want to add me on Facebook or send me a message, Niecy, I'll add you as well.
I think you already did, sweetie.
Okay, good. There's about 211 people in that group and about 17 people that have responded. So the people that have responded, Maurice, Dwayne Smith, DSP Studios, Markel, Swammy, the Orange Cowboy, Bruce Habasol, Pepper J with Actors Reporter, Sophia Alvarez, of course. I can't mention everybody, but I wanted to get, I promised them I'd put them out on the radio, so there you guys go. But
Yay.
Hey, nice to meet everybody. My name's Eric Zuli. I'm known as one of the top 10 social media influencers in the world. And I'm pretty good at leveraging influence for our membership, for our family, for our digital family. And so we do TV, radio, magazines, blogging, social media. And as you heard the commercial, we have a cool little membership that's working really well. We're creeping up to 8,000 members on Hollywood
Wow.
TV right now.
That's
awesome.
Cool.
That's fabulous. And also, while we're here, you know, Kevin, tell us how Kevin and you are working together. And Kevin, tell the world as well what you're doing while we have you on, since Eric knows you.
Well, I tell you, you know, Eric and I got together a number of months ago now. And he had me on a show and we started mm-hmm. talking about marketing. And one of the things that we do is we're into proximity marketing.
Okay.
And the beauty part of that is we have these little things, other people out there call them beacons. We kind of designed our own, and we call it a go.
Okay.
Because we feel that it's really important to be able to really identify with a particular product, a particular item. And we designed these really little cool thing. We'll aim it up that way there for a second so people can take a look at it if they're
okay.
online. And what it does is it gives it emits a signal, and people that are within proximity can receive a notification on their phone.
Wow.
So typically if they're sitting in different places, let's say they're sitting in Starbucks, they're sitting in Panera, they're mm-hmm. sitting, you know, I guess we just, you know, gave them a little bit of advertising.
Yeah, we did.
Or, you know, different malls where the okay. food courts, and where people sit and sit around, they look on their phones. I mean, they
right.
do it all over the place. I think
so. We could do that right now and say, who's ever in the 400 yards of us, say, tune into Hollywood Connections now on 106.1 FM.
I would have to program that in, but yes, we could do that.
Oh, could
That's
we try
awesome.
It?
Awesome.
It would take me a little bit of time.
I'm a speaker. I speak on stage a lot with a lot of major influencers, and I do use the Servia. Servia.com/EasyWay. No, I'm not taking it from you. No, but I use it, and it's pretty incredible. We just did an event with American Cancer Society, and Kevin tried to get there and make it in person. He really wanted to because of the cause, but he couldn't. He sent one of his reps, and I mean, people were just hitting the booth like crazy because their phone was ringing. Their phone was
wow.
ringing. They're like, "What is this?" And it's like, "Come over to our booth, talk to us." You know, I mean, you just gotta get clever with it. But if you're a speaker in any way, it's a very, very powerful tool, because when you walk on stage and you say, "Hey, who has an Android phone? Hey, is your Bluetooth on or whatever?" And everybody raises their hand, and you say, "You already know about my business." They look at their phone, they see that. I mean, it's just lead generation left and right. It really
is. Oh, I'm all in.
Yeah, I know. It's just fabulous. So, Eric, we have another singer here for you. We're going to send her information. She opened the show, and so we have another singer for your talent show. And tell us what you're doing with your talent show, as well as some of the success stories that people have worked with you.
I have a show every Saturday, live show on television. We actually own our own network with 30 networks that we actually house. I own a network called Easy Way TV at Easy Way Network, which is going to be on Channel 30 in local Los Angeles all the way to Las Vegas. And so this show airs on EasyWayTV.com. That's letter E, letter Z. And basically, you can chat live while you're watching. And it's about a two-hour talk show that engages you with high-level influencers. That is basically, it's a system I came up with called the digital handshake effect. And Don knows this very well. A lot of my Easy Way family knows this very well. It's a really cool situation to just network everybody that's on live at one time. And I have so many testimonials of people. I mean, we just had one of our Easy Way family members who's the owner. By the way, Kevin, you need to sign up to coachtheworld.com.
Jess.
She was on live. She didn't know Don. Don and them met, and literally the next day I find out that she's on Don's radio show. She's on FM radio, you know?
Well, I didn't know she... I was plugging my phone in at work on my break, and I see Eric, and I'm like, wow, who's he interviewing now? And then I see she's from Tampa, and I said, well, one of my guests canceled yesterday. Get over to the station.
Yeah, she's
and then
awesome.
Eric didn't know she was here.
And you know, there's a lot of influencers on there, like big name influencers, and I just had somebody book me for $50 for half an hour of my time. So the site is like the Uber or the Craigslist of coaching.
I just sent over QC the Entertainer's information. I think it was day before yesterday. So we're looking forward to working with you. I'm so excited.
I had a good talk with Carmelita. We go back from the pre-Grammy events, and I used to work for the late Mr. James Brown and Bonnie Sweeney. And so I knew that they were a team as well, and Carmelita was bragging. I said, I wish I knew Eric more, you know, because I know you from a voice. You're like Charlie's Angels. I see you. I see
you. That is so perfect.
Yeah, and I can't wait to meet Charlie, Eric, in person.
We will meet in person soon. But that's why I do all the live streams. I mean, everybody I do business with is all over the world. And I don't do a normal live stream like most people. I do a live stream to meet new people, to actually really engage. And, I mean, business on a digital and internet perspective is all about engagement. And the more clever you can get with it, the more you can create value and bring value to businesses. And that's what I do. And I connect businesses to entertainers and influencers and business owners. And I have about 120 sponsors and members that work with us. And I mean, people come to me all the time, you know, how come you're always plugging like 25 companies every time you hit the internet? Mm-hmm. You know, because I'm a walking billboard, but not only do I plug them, I get them business, I get them leads, and I try to help them to actually convert those leads. And so to go to your question, Don, what I do, I mean, I'm a affiliate marketing expert, and I've been published in a lot of magazines. I've had awards named after me. I've honored the co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, the creator of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which I'm a part of their movie that's coming out, Wish Man. He'll be on my show on the 14th of July. And I'm sure people know who Dr. Joe Vitale is. You know, he's somewhat of a legendary person from the movie The Secret. Okay. Pretty big name in the speaking world, and so he'll be on my show on the 7th. And now we're just getting much larger guests in the business and the entertainment world. We call it entrepertainment, and we're just really making a lot of moves with TV shows. In fact, Kevin was supposed to follow up with me. We were supposed to do a TV show. Not to put you on blast on the radio, Kevin, but no, we're gonna do some really fun stuff. And I always tell people I give Disney a lot of credit. Because Disney, their business plan is unbelievable. They create stars and make dreams come true, but they make a lot of money at it while they do it.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And we're doing the same thing, only more for God. And I'm not saying Disney's not about God, but I'm saying what we do is we are about God. We are about faith-based and good, like-minded individuals, entrepreneurs. And our motto is TV flip for the better. And so, you know, we have groups on Facebook. We have groups on, we have our own social network, Easy Way Access. .com and you know, we're building a community, and we have radio, we have television, we have magazines, we have blogs, we have social media, we have film, we have, you know, we have all the relationships. In fact, one person came to me and said, man, your relationships are worth billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know about billions, but you know, I guess some people think that. And I said, okay. And I came up with the phrase relationship equity. And so that's what we do, is we help people to create their relationship equity to build their business.
That's fabulous. You know, I'm so impressed, Eric. Like I said, I've never met anybody in marketing and advertising and everything you do and how you help other people. You know, and real quick, Kevin, while you're working with Go and you're telling people about this opportunity, I noticed you have a lot of reps out there. And if somebody would like to become a rep, how do they do that? And what website do they go to sign up to do this amazing marketing?
Well, obviously, you know, Asservia has, we have Asservia.com, and people can go there. But what I would encourage them to do is to reach out to to you, because obviously now that you're joining our network, you know, they'll be able to reach out to yourself, and you'll have a site that's aservia.com/ whatever your username is, and they'll be able to go right there and just sign up, and you'll be able to work with them directly as well as work with us.
Wow, Eric, you know,
I gotta hop in too and give Aservia. I mean, you know, Kevin's the most modest, humble person ever. He'll never tell you how big Aservia really is, but there's hundreds of thousands of members that's a part of Aservia. It's a really big organization, and so not only do they have a great product, but they have kind of a family just like EasyWay has. And it's legit. You should be to one of their conferences. I mean, you're talking about 5,000 people that are all raising their hands and they're very exciting, very energetic. It's just a good organization to be a part of. So congratulations. I wish I would have brought you in, Don. I would have loved to be a part of that. But, you know, it's one of the tools, actually, of EasyWay. We white label a lot of products. And we've been telling people, go the EasyWay. You want to go the EasyWay, and so we have a lot of people that are signed up with this thing, and we also have a lot of other brand development type of products. You know, we have a text message situation where if anybody wants to get a hold of me or my network or anything that you're hearing here, you can text EasyWay, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, no spaces, to the number 55678. And then what will happen is I'll get a text message, which is awesome because I meet so many people through this. It just automatically sends me a text message. I'm like, oh, somebody new. And then when you click on the link and you put your name, your phone number, and your email in, it'll give you a breakdown and a list of like pretty much everything that we do and all the opportunities that we have. And we update that monthly.
Wow.
And so there may be a film and there may be actors out there. I mean, I deal with thousands of actors and producers and celebrities that celebrity directors and filmmakers and film, just so much stuff in Hollywood. It's crazy. And then there may be a business situation. I mean, I'm going to a mastermind I'll be speaking at. By the way, Kevin, you should be there July 13th. And this is going to be a big event with hundreds of people, and I'll be speaking about TV and how to get sponsorship for your podcast show or how to get sponsorship for your TV show or for your event. And just a little bit on a testimonial perspective, because you did ask me this, Don. I'm trying to address everything that
I know. We're just going to make you part of the show, and you can give us testimonies. We'll have some of your other great clienteles call in and express their, testimonies. So, Eric, you're not leaving us.
That's right.
No. I'm looking forward to getting a tan. I've been telling people I need to get more sun, so I'm in.
Well, you're so funny. So, I got to say a shout-out because I just have a story to tell real quick, and then we have some guests. I want to keep you on the line, Eric, because we have somebody from Vegas to surprise you with as well in just a minute. But also, we have still another half-hour show and waiting for some other guests to pop in for a minute. But I was watching a Netflix movie the other day. It was called Mastermind.
Right.
And so there's a story. I'll tell you the rest of it. But I have the person that the writer wrote the movie about will be calling in next week. So anybody that has Netflix, watch Masterminds. It's a different kind of comedy. But
it's
I'm not going to get into it. It's very funny.
It's very funny.
And I'm very honored to have this gentleman for next week. And then Karen Cadle, she's bringing Richard Dreyfuss to Shark Con. So that's going to be amazing.
I got a Richard Dreyfuss story if you want to hear it.
Yes, next week you're going to call in and you're going to talk about it. Hold that one for next week.
That's right.
So in the meantime, I know I want you to be on the line. So we have to go to our two other TV networks, VH2 TV network, as well as the
Life Vision.
We have Life Vision TV. What?
No, it didn't come through.
Oh.
So we just had the VH2 one.
Okay, well, I'm going to send that to Peter again.
Okay.
All right, we'll
be right
back.
We're going with the VH2. Here we go.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. In collaboration with VH2 Network, we are always looking for entertaining ideas and larger-than-life personalities that will become the next great television series. If you have an idea for TV or show or special, let us know. If you know an amazing character doing exceptional things, let us know that too. If you've been turned away from other networks, we would like to work with you. VH, welcome home. Your search is over. I'm Dawn Reese. Call 727-871-7788 and go to www.vh2.tv.
Okay, and if the other email comes and let me know on that, we'll
check. I will.
We're also with Life Vision TV Network in Orlando. We want to thank Bishop Carroll and his wife.
Yes. Hi, Bishop. Hi, Miss Muriel.
So we're excited to bring that back very soon, and they're going to be in the station. So hold on, Eric. Let's see what VIP caller is on. And also, Kevin, if you want to say anything about your company.
Well, I'll tell you, we are growing. Not only we started obviously in proximity marketing.
Okay.
We are growing into a full media. I mean, to the point where we can do it all for local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Because local businesses, most folks get into business because they do something well.
Right.
They cook, they tinker, they mm-hmm. fix things. Whatever it is, they're really good at it. Well, guess what they're not good at?
Advertising.
They absolutely suck at getting customers.
Right.
And right. So they don't know what to do.
Right.
So we approach a lot of them. And we have many, many reps, as Eric was talking about. We have a lot of reps out there on the street. And they approach different local businesses. And they mm-hmm. get in. They talk about the goes, the services, that they can do proximity marketing. And then they turn it over to, we have an entire in-house sales staff that reaches out to them and talks to them about their websites, their mm-hmm. social media marketing, their video marketing, their reputation management, building an app for them. Literally every different phase that can help bring customers mm-hmm. and get the word out of what a local business does, what the products are, and bring more revenue to them. We actually handle it all now.
So if somebody becomes a rep and they want to, do they get a commission underneath if they're signing somebody up as well? Or does that work?
They not only get the commission for the initial sale, mm-hmm. but everything that's sold by the in-house professionals, they get full commission on all of it.
So wow. I can go into a business and if I want to pitch Tan Talk Radio or in Hollywood mm-hmm. Connections, and I can work with you guys, and so we're going to be exposed to all these different businesses?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes. So
yes.
There's a lot of different ways, obviously, we can work together.
Okay.
But as you're talking to them about Tan Talk Radio, you can also mention to them, because you're in there,
right.
about how would you like to get the word out, you know, utilizing our GOs.
Okay.
And the GO services.
That's super cool. That is super cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I know we have another. Oh, Eric, stay on the line. I've got another singer for you from Las Vegas, Nevada. Before we introduce him, let's play his song. Nisi, we've got a song?
We have a song for him.
Okay, you're going to be surprised,
Eric.
It's going
to be a surprise for him also.
We help other guests. I share my guest. So we'll be right back.
Yes.
Jackie Wilson, everybody! Yeah.
friend Grady Harrell. Grady, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm okay. So did you like that song?
Yeah. I was surprised. That's what I do nightly, every night.
Every night? Where are you performing at now?
I'm here in Vegas. Actually, it's Thursday through Sunday.
Okay.
I'm off Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It just feels like every night because it's such a tiring show. You're dancing, you're singing. I do Jackie Wilson, I do Sam Cooke, and we all do the Four Tops and famous James Brown and the Famous Plains. My boy does Ray Charles. So we're at Valley Hotel here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, we're coming to see you soon.
Well, Grady, I haven't met you yet, but I'm sure you know my dear friend. Do you know Lionel Z over there?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. And Gene Anderson, King of the Hollywood Blues. Actually, he walked me down the aisle 3 years ago.
Really?
Yes, yes. Gene has been a friend of mine from Hollywood. Eric from Easy Way is on. Eric, are you still there?
Yep.
Yes. Also, the movie that he was in.
He played Jackie Wilson in the Jacksons movie, and he did an awesome job. He really did.
Thank you.
He did an awesome job.
So, Eric, I wanted to introduce to you. You have another guest as well. Do you guys know each other?
you'd be surprised if we don't, huh? No, I think it's the first time we're meeting. Nice to meet you, man. I'm a big fan.
Oh, thank you so much, Eric. Pleasure meeting you, too. Where do you live, Eric, in Vegas?
I'm in the Citrus District, where it's 75 degrees, wonderful weather every day, Orange County.
Oh, you're okay. I'm from right up the street, San Fernando Valley, and I've been living in Vegas since 2005.
You guys need to hook up and work together.
Yes, I'll hook
awesome.
You guys up.
Yeah.
And me and Denise will be in Vegas on September 29th for the Anti-Bully Awards with Carrie Brown.
Yes.
So we're excited about that.
Well, you know, one of our partners is actually, they own a very large ranch, and they shoot movies all the time out there in the Vegas area. And they're definitely something that you guys probably want to hook up with, so I'll connect you to them.
Oh, that's definite. Now, Grady, you know you have to get me and Quincy tickets to come and see your show when we get out there, right?
Oh, definitely. You have my number, so
yes.
Call me the day of when you want to come, like 12 noon, and I'll arrange everything.
See, oh, wait, me too.
You know,
yes,
man,
Dawn, too. Dawn too. We're bringing Dawn with us. Dawn too.
Yes, and I have Kevin here. Kevin, I'm going to hook you up with him. So this Go thing would be great for you in Vegas to tell people about what you're doing. So I'm going to hook the two of you up and Eric too. So.
Well, and you know, I dance and freestyle. I'm an entertainer myself. So, you know, if you have any need for a hype guy to get the crowd all ready, whatever, you know, that's what I've been doing for about 15 years. So we'll talk.
Well, Grady, I have a special lady here from, and actually she came to our church. I just have to shout this out. And Eric, stay on the line with us. And, just to tell you that somebody brought her to our church, and she was looking for a church to land at beaminghopechurch.org. And just to let her know, and I heard her give her testimony, and she said she's a singer. So I put her on the air the first time today. And Kevin, can you give the headset? So we're sharing today. It's share day, like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And do you have a question for Grady? You know, he's been around, and so you're a singer. This is your dream. This is what you want to do. What do you want to ask him?
First of all, I was wondering, when you were filming, you know, the movie and everything, what was it like to actually hear their story? Because, you know, as people on, you know, every day watching it from the outside, what was it like for you to actually really hear and see everything behind the scenes?
It was, you know, it was a dream come true, first of all, because I hadn't planned on doing that. I was actually taking my children back and forth to the audition, and they were auditioning to play each of the Jacksons at, you know, at the ages they were. You know, I got 7 sons and 3 daughters. So my manager at the time, Tony, Suzanne DePass's cousin, Tony Jones, he said, "Hey, man, we're going to bring your kids in the back door so they can beat the cattle call." Because Tony was my manager at the time when Sticks and Stones was a big hit and I was traveling quite a bit.
Right.
And Suzanne DePass worked for Motown. And she and Jermaine Jackson were actually promoting the miniseries. So I'm taking my kids back and forth, back and forth. Okay, we want to see Lil Grady playing Jackie at 15. We want to see Anthony playing Michael at 6. And then that day, the casting director called me, and they said, and we want to see you. And I'm like, I didn't even audition anything. They said, well, Jermaine said you look a lot like Jackie Wilson. Do you know any of his songs? I didn't know any of his songs. I kind of vaguely knew the Higher and Higher, the one you guys played.
Okay.
So he said, well, can you sing a song tomorrow? So I studied that overnight, went down, and I auditioned for the mother, Catherine Jackson, Jermaine, and his wife at the time, Margaret, and the director. I forgot her name. But then I got the cameo because Michael loved Jackie Wilson so much, and I got the cameo to do Jackie Wilson. So with that, I started not only on the set when I did it, I started going to all the different film shoots.
Okay.
And I got to learn about it and you know, meeting the different Jacksons who came on the set. And it was just a dream come true because growing up with the Jacksons, you know, I started singing when I was 12.
Okay.
They came on the scene when I started singing when I was 7. They came on the scene when I was 12. So I kind of knew their life story. I just didn't know how strict Joseph was on them until I got to the set. And then, you know, Lawrence Hilton Jacob and I, we were good friends anyway. And he told me about the role. I'm like, what? So it was phenomenal.
Well, you know,
all I could say.
Gritty, do you remember, I don't know if you know Paul Murray. He's from L.A. He was my producer back in Hollywood. Did you ever bump into Paul?
It sounds familiar.
Okay, because he used to do a lot of the Jackson family's honors, their production. But actually, I got to meet Joe. I was talking about that last week. I went to Joe's home in Encino, and I'm getting calls. Are you going to Joe's funeral? And I'm like, no, I'm in Clearwater Beach, but our prayers go out to the Jackson family for sure. And if you go to YouTube and put in Dawn Reese Show, Joe Jackson, you'll see an interview I did when I was a young broadcaster.
It's a cute interview, too.
Yeah, it's amazing. So there's some really good friends I'm sure you're still connected to. In Vegas, we'll have to definitely chat afterwards.
Yes, we definitely will. And we, like I said, we will be out there the 29th of September.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
cool.
Eric, is there anything you'd like to ask him while you're on the air?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, I'm an entertainer myself, man. I got into the industry through being a music producer and freestyling and rapping and doing it. So I'm game recognizes game. So if I could shake your hand, I'll just do a digital shake. But I would ask you this: you know, you've had a legendary career. You've obviously done a lot of stuff. What would you have changed if you have the opportunity? Like, you know, I'll call my boy Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future, and we'll get you the DeLorean, and we'll give you the chance to change something. You know, what would you change?
You know what? I wouldn't change a thing. I fell in love with music as a kid. Like I said, when I was 7, and ever since then, it's been my heart's desire just to sing. Now, I really wanted to.
I hate to interrupt you, but you're telling me that if you have the chance to change something in your life, you would not change anything whatsoever. That I can't believe that. I'm sorry. That's hard to believe. There's something somewhere you'd change.
Something. And I thought you said something with my career. With my career, I wouldn't change anything. With my life, of course. My life has just been, you know, when you're out there touring and you're, you know, wilding out as a youngster, and you're breaking people's hearts, and you're living an immoral lifestyle when your mother raised you as a Jehovah's Witness, that I would change. Because all those years when I wanted to really serve Jehovah faithfully, I was out there wilding out with all the girls, drinking, trying to be a rock star. So, yes, I would change that. But as far as my career, I love singing. And better late than never right now, I'm a servant of Jehovah. I'm a Jehovah's Witness, and I serve Jehovah faithfully, and I'm not living that lascivious, is that the word, lifestyle anymore.
Yeah.
So,
Grady, let me ask you this. That kind of goes with Eric's question. I had asked one of the Funkadelics when I was meeting with George Clinton one time, and I said, do you regret anything with your family? Did you miss out on anything by chance with the stardom that you received?
Yeah. I did. I missed out on, you know, even though I raised my kids singing and they used to call me Joe Jackson because I used to beat this music into them. And my children, you can look at them. They came out really great on YouTube. They're called Brother, B-R-U-T-H-A.
Okay.
And they can sing and dance. Brother, those are my sons. Incredible. A brother, and then Jake and Papa. So I wasn't always there because I was on the road a lot, but I was there long enough to teach them their craft, and they're men now, and they can make a living what I kind of planted and watered, and Jehovah God did the rest. And so, you know, all my boys, and you know, we're friends now. All my kids, they're grown, but I would, you know, I've been through four marriages, and that's because the lifestyle of a musician is just not conducive to a happy marriage. Mm.
Right.
And well, I always put my music.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Grady.
I always put my music first, and you know, it makes you put the family on the back burner. So I would change that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, are you and your sons performing together at all? Because I could have swore I saw something with you guys, and they were your background singers. So are you guys performing at all together?
We get together. And we do corporate gigs together, the Harrell family. With this show I'm doing in Vegas, they're not with this show because they're in California. I'm in Vegas, but I go down to California like I think once or twice a month.
Okay.
And we do private gigs together.
Okay.
Wow. Well, Grady, you are such an asset to the show, and Eric, stay on as with us. Give everybody your social media so they can add you or look at your website, Grady.
Yeah, it's GradyHarrell.com, and of course you can find me on Facebook, Grady Harrell, and on Instagram, I am Grady Harrell. So GradyHarrell.com, you can keep in touch with me and send me messages through my website, of course.
I am so also excited, yeah, Grady. Thank you.
Kevin, do you have anything you want to say to Grady?
I tell you what, I'm looking forward to going back and watch that movie again.
I love
watching a movie when I actually have spoken or know who the person is. That's
right.
Really cool.
So
what we'll do is we'll have you call in, and we'll make you a part of the show somehow. We're going to talk about that, and then you can talk to him again and talk about the movie.
Sounds great.
I know. It's really cool. So, Eric, I know we have 10 minutes countdown, and anything you want to talk about?
No, I just... Okay, somebody was getting ready to say something. Who was saying something?
I thought you asked me. I don't want to take your airtime. Go ahead. It's your show.
No, my weekend was filled with music, so to speak. I was at the Music Film Network event on Saturday, which was really cool. I met a lot of people. They were all doing network. And then Saturday evening, we had the opportunity to go to SKD Entertainment Soundstage, where QC the Entertainer performed. And we have Derek the Changeman Smith, which I really want to talk to you about him because he is really awesome and you're going to love
him. Yeah, Denise and I are really out there networking with Hollywood Connections.
We're all over the place, you guys.
And first of all, before we go, I just really want to get our hotel deal up there. You got to hear this commercial. It's really awesome. We'll be right back. But we want to thank Peter Blake, our producer. I want to tell you,
we have a whole
camera set up here for TV and with the VH2 network and the Life Vision TV. So we can't thank him enough.
He's on top of things. He's so on top of things.
And Peter, you know, tell Eric about your sports show.
If you don't know about my sports talk show, it's the only FM sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Tan Talk Sports Network. It's the Sports Web. We call it the evolution of sports talk radio. We give you our own walk-up music. We let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows do on Saturday afternoons. It's the Sports Web. I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
So, Eric, you know what his dream is, and you're a dream maker to help people as well. Tell him what your dream is, Peter.
Well, my dream is to have my own sports talk show nationally and also my own TV show, kind of like Colin Cowherd.
See?
Well, okay. I can definitely talk, man. My partner is Tim Brown from the NFL, you know, Raiders.
Oh, yeah. No, Tim Brown.
A couple projects. And, you know, we just did a deal with Frank Shamrock, and we're doing a lot of things on the sports stuff through Fan TV and a lot of other entities, and we are going to be looking towards the sports end of things. And to hire and hire to our celebrity guests here, love to have you on our Radio Boomers, our Baby Boomer show. My dad has a Baby Boomer show with Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers. You will be a hit. We definitely have to talk.
Oh, I'd love to.
Yay. See, Grady, you're getting connected.
Yeah, and see, when Peter gets his own show, then we'll be producing him.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I know. So we'll be right back. I've got to go to a quick short commercial break. I'll be right back.
This is a message from Dawn Reese of Hollywood Connections. She has a hotel deal for $99 for a two-night stay on America's number one beach, Clearwater Beach. All you have to do is text 31996. Yes, that's right, 31996, and text hotel deal or email concierge show@gmail.com. No blackout dates and availability is limited. If you have any questions, call 727-871-7788.
And we're back, and that is a super great, amazing deal. Yes. And I'll tell you, if you call me after the show and you want to book a tour, you have to be 28. It's one of the top five hotels on the beach. And guess what? It's the 4th of July. I will pay for your parking all day. You just have to take a 90-minute vacation ownership tour.
It is so beautiful out there.
And I'll give you a $50 American Express card.
Okay. You guys have to take advantage of this, right?
Super deal. And also, I got to shout out to Expedia Cruise Ship Centers of South Tampa. Me and my husband are still working with our new adventure. And if you'd like to cruise, please text me as well at 727-871-7788. Let me get you on our Seven Seas Club. And I know, Peter, do we have a caller?
No, we don't.
We're good. Okay, yay. I know we're going to have Wally in next week as well. We got some great guests coming about the movie review, and we got the Sim Center.
Don't we have a pageant coming up next week?
I will be at the Sheraton Sand Key Resort, and I've got some ideas for you as well. And I'll be judging a national pageant, and we'll be setting up the Expedia cruise ship table.
Yes,
it's with Megan and her team over there, and then I'll be in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Right, and then I'll be taking over for you while you're doing the Expedia. Then I'm going to hang out and do some of the judging also.
Yes, Muhammad Ali's first wife. I need to hook you up with her as well. And she'll be judging the event with Lauren Chapin from Father Knows Best.
Yes, Lauren, I'm so excited.
That'll be in Orlando. Maybe I could send you over and you could help with our table and network with some people.
That would be perfect. She is such a dear with Hollywood Connections. You know, she is always connecting everybody.
But you know what? I'll tell you, it's my prayer time. For where I come from, everybody and Eric and Grady and Kevin, I feel like Romper Room, remember? I see. But, you know, when I'm in my prayer time, it's God that is bringing people to me.
Yeah.
And I don't have to go out and search anymore. And it's so amazing how they just come to me. And it's a blessing, like next week's show, as well as Wally and his world.
Yes.
Not Wally World.
But
he's a race car stunt driver.
Oh, God. Yes, he did all the Fast and Furious.
Which
you know that's right so much right down my alley. I just love Wally. Yep. I can't wait till he gets here.
I know. His movie review coming up with his beautiful wife. So that's really cool. But I do have to give a shout out real quick. On Sunday, July 15th at 10 a.m. at Beaming Hope Church, guess what? Thousands of giveaways. We have Giveaway Sunday. There's TVs, there's couches, there's sometimes cars, you know. And then also on Monday, July 23rd.
A car.
Yes. And Friday, July 27th from 9 to noon, they're doing a Time Great Treasure Hunt for kids, games, prizes, and everything. And that will be at 11000 110th Avenue North, Largo. So go to beaminghopechurch.org. It is a blessing to me and Pastor Joe and his beautiful wife. I want to thank you for all the, my prayer time. Seriously, when I go there, I get rejuvenated.
That is so cool. I'm going to have to definitely visit them.
Yes, for sure. So while we go around the room, Eric, any last words? I kept you on the show for the whole hour. I hope you don't mind.
I want to make sure everybody knows that Hollywood the Easy Way supports you. Our television show, Hollywood the Easy Way, is pretty big. I worked with Akon for a couple years, Con Live. I was signed with their situation. I've worked with a lot of stars. I don't want to brag on the radio, but I'm just saying that to not oppress your audience, but to impress upon the collaboration that's in the near future here. And so if people go to Hollywood the Easy Way on Facebook, that's our group. It's open. It's How to Make It in Hollywood the Easy Way. We're going to support your radio station wholeheartedly. We're going to start pushing your stuff on there. I have five celebrities right now that are listening. Raz B from B2K being one of them. And I'll tell you guys the other ones next time I come on next week. So I wanted to say thank you for having me come on. Always great to see Kevin. I look forward to doing a collaboration with Mr. Higher and Higher. It's a blessing. And I love what you said about God. I really do, because everything I have, everything I'm doing, is because of that.
Yeah.
You know, my story in a very short time span, my dad almost died of cancer, and I told God I'll give up my life for his, and it happened, and now my dad is 8 years cancer remission.
Wow.
And I've been a vessel ever since. So amen, and I appreciate that you're putting that on the airwaves. We need a lot more of that.
I agree, and that was a lot in church that I felt that I really need to put out there.
Yeah.
It's really, what is it about? Saving souls, number
yes.
one. Number two is people pray to be famous. No, pray to be famous to help other people.
Yeah, and God is so amazing.
Right.
It's just, you know, sometimes it gets really overwhelming that he just blesses us so much.
And we have miracle stories. Eric, we're going to have you on next week. We're excited. So we have more stories with you. We have more guests to share with
Yay.
You as well. And we want to thank the Easy Way for joining. Also, Grady, thank you for calling from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes, yes,
thank
yes.
you.
And also, Kevin, any last words that you want to say?
Well, last words, I would tell you what, if any businesses are listening and they really are looking for more customers to get their word out, they should reach out to you.
Thank you.
Anybody who is out there that is struggling to make ends meet and really wants to get out there, isn't afraid of a little work, if they want to get out there, we don't limit people's income.
Mm-hmm.
They can literally go out and earn as much as they want to.
And give your website one more time.
It's a servia.com, but I would encourage them to reach out to you. This way they can go through you guys.
Yay. I appreciate that. You know, also next week, I don't know, we have a few minutes. Is there a commercial on a Servia on YouTube or anything we can play? I see, Kevin did not know he was going to be on the air today.
We surprised him.
I walked in the door and she says, hey, you're on the air in like 20 minutes. Okay.
Right.
Sure, no problem.
So I don't know, do we have one on YouTube? Or is it on the website?
There's definitely some on the website.
Okay,
one on
so
the website.
You'll
That'd
be ready for us when
we'll
you come back
next
yes.
week.
Yeah. I can do like a made up off the top of my head commercial if you want. I'm really good at freestyling.
Yes, go for it, Eric.
Go for it, Eric.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to Tan Talk. And, you know, if you want to get your business to the influence of all the opportunities and situations at events or the social media or really proximity in a certain location, I mean, you can tap into anybody's mobile phone if they have their Bluetooth on through proximity marketing through a Servia, ASIRVIA.com. And you will be able to get your business out. I want to say the easy way because that's what I'm used to doing. But, okay, that was just off the top of my head. So, servia.com. Go do it.
And you can call 727-871-7788. We're still networking about it. I want to thank everybody. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life and watch things happen. And, Peter, let's end with Quincy's music. He is a rock star in the
yes,
music industry.
Is.
I hope you enjoy. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Thanks, you guys.
And I'm looking for new reporters worldwide. We've got them on the red carpet. If you're interested, please let me know. Remember, have a great 4th of July. It is my birthday.
That's right.
Happy birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, it's Kevin's birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy
birthday,
dear Don Reese and Kevin. Happy birthday to you.
And many more. And we joy, actually, we're going out with Quincy's song. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank
we'll see you
guys.
Next week.
Smooches.
You never told us how old you're going to be.
Oh, she's not going to tell you that.
I'm Trump's age.
I know, I'm kidding.
Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember when a dream appears, you belong to me. In a silver plane, see the jungle when it's red with